Oh, kiddo, you're much too fast for me.
You've got to walk on the wet sand, Grandpa. It's easier that way.
Oh, so it is. Why's that, I wonder?
The sand is packed tighter. It doesn't move when you step on it.
Look at you. So smart, Mia.
We talked about it in science class.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mr. Peterson lets us ask any question we want.
He sounds like a marvelous teacher. I'm glad he got you covered, well, for all the things I can't teach you.
Did you teach?
Teach? Like Mr. Peterson? No, not quite.
Well, what are you supposed to teach me?
Special things. The stuff you only learn from life. The things your parents or your grandparents can help with. Things reserved for the world of the mind instead of the world of science.
That can still be studied. It's called psychology. Or, if it's cultural, it's sociology. Or...
Not those things. Those are all very well and good, but there's another part of the mind, another piece of us that school doesn't cover.
I don't think so, Gramps.
You don't think I know? Do you know how old I am, Mia?
Mom told me. You're almost 73.
Oh, my. That sounds so much older when you say it. That's right, Mia. I'm 72 years old. That's 7 decades and change to your 1 and change.
6 apart.
Well done. But tell me, what do you suppose happens in those 60 years separating us?
You grow up, go to college, go to work, get married, have kids, raise your kids, go on vacations, buy a house, retire from work, then take your granddaughter to see the moon over Lake Michigan.
Well, you've got part of it. Bits and pieces of it, for sure. Big gaps, but the gist.
So what am I missing?
While you do those things, while you grow up, then grow old, something happens to you, inside. You see, when you experience something in your life, that event can mean a lot of things. It can mean more money when you get a promotion, or you get winter when you move from California to the Midwest, or it can mean you'll be taking the bus for a while when you crash your car.
I remember that. Mom was so mad at Dad.
Your mother? I bought that thing when you all moved back, but she said he needed it. That's not the point, though. What I'm saying, what happens to you, it's not just an event in the world around you, it's a moment written on the parchment inside you.
Parchment?
That's right, like a scroll, a really long one. Well, mine's really long. Yours is only a few feet, but you'll get there.
Grandpa, we don't have parchment.
Oh, yes you do. Everyone does. Look, stop for a moment, Mia. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close them and remember something for me. Do you remember when you told me about the night your parents screamed at one another?
Yeah.
You remember how you felt?
Terrible.
Keep them closed and remember the next day. The next day when your father brought home the roses.
He filled the living room.
That's right.
Mom cried. They made up. She said it was beautiful and took a picture with the three of us in the roses.
You can see that picture, can't you?
I used to look at it every day. I love that picture.
Open your eyes. You feel that?
What?
I know you do. I can see it on your face. That smile, the twinkle in your eye. And now your cheeks, rosy red blush.
Grandpa!
It's all right, Mia. You're feeling it right now. That's your scroll. You're feeling the words written on that day. When you looked at the picture, what you really saw was the passage about that moment wrapped around a pretty photo.
They're emotions. I don't have any words.
Haha, exactly. The scroll is written in a language that cannot be spoken yet.
I'm 11, Grandpa. I'm too old to be tricked into believing things that aren't true anymore.
Oh, Mia. This is the most true thing I'll ever impart to you.
Grandpa? Are you crying?
I'm just feeling my scroll right now. The weight of it really picks up with the years. That's why old people are so slow.
Grandpa, I don't want you to cry. We're having fun together.
I know, honey. Look, I'm going to show you something. Turn for me. Look out over the water. Start with your eyes and your toes. Mm-hmm. Look at those little piggly wigglies curling in the sand. Hey, is that new nail polish?
You wouldn't notice nail polish.
I like it. Now, slowly, follow along an invisible line from your big toe out over where the waves reach up the beach, beyond where they crest, and even further, out. Out over the water, far towards the horizon. Do you see it? Try me. Try very hard.
I can't see it. You can't see the horizon. It's too dark.
That's because it's not there anymore.
Of course it is. It's just too dark.
You can see me, can't you? You can see the sand. You can see the water licking at your toes. But out there, way out there, where you watch the sun drop under the water, where the horizon drew its line across the edge of the earth, you can't tell the difference anymore, can you? You look out, you know you're staring at the water for a while, but then, where you think the sky starts, you're not really sure, are you? That's because it's gone now. There is no line.
Did you feel that breeze?
Oh, yes. That wasn't a breeze.
I suppose you'll say it was my scroll.
That's right. See? You're getting it. Except where your memories, like your living room filled with roses, are the words. This, that chilly feeling, that's the bit of scroll at the end, after the words, the blank part.
What goes there, Grandpa?
Well, Mia, that space is reserved for nothing.
Nothing?
Yep, nothing.
I don't understand.
Well, it's to remind us where our scrolls go, you know, when we're done writing them.
When we die?
Mia, there's a place. A magnificent place where all the words from all the parchments written across the world collect in a library.
Out there, where the water and the sky meet.
Mm-hmm. Right where they blend together in the night, where the darkness sweeps away the horizon to replace it with the most astounding collection of scrolls that ever existed. Mia, would you like to go?
To the library? With the scrolls?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. I'll take you, darling. Just one moment. Phew. That's it. It gets harder every time. All right, now, Mia, hold my hand.
Okay.
Walk with me. That's it. Just a little further now.
Your pants.
Oh, they're fine.
The water's not too cold?
Just right. Okay, now, stand here with me. Listen. Listen closely, Mia, and stare out straight ahead.
Into the library.
That's right.
I don't hear anything.
Shh, listen.
Wait. I hear something.
That's it. You hear it?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it.
Now focus on it, feel it, and keep staring right into the fuzzy space between sea and sky.
Grandpa, what is that?
You're hearing them. All the passages, what the scrolls contain.
Lives.
That's right.
Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings.
Just like yours.
I saw what happened with the others.
It was so bright it could blind us easily.
She started to lean over the edge, so I screamed, "Wait!"
As when he kissed me. So
deep. The sound.
We found ourselves in the middle of the forest. The air was
soft. I knew it then.
They're all around us.
We're in the thick of it now, the center of the library, as if two sky-high bookshelves rose beside us, but all the books were singing down to us.
Or flying around us. So many of them. So many people.
Here, hold my hand again. I want to take you somewhere to a particular scroll.
I can barely feel it. Don't you worry about me.
Grandma?
Do you still see the sunrise in my eyes, Henry?
Oh, Madeline.
I remember when you first told me you saw the sunrise in my eyes. I called you a fool. You are a fool, Henry. But you're my fool. And I'm yours.
Grandma?
I miss you so much.
Grandma! Grandma, it's Mia! Grandma, I can't believe it. I've missed you.
Oh, Mia.
Are you all right? How did you get here?
Mia.
Grandma? Why aren't you looking at me?
Mia.
Grandma!
Mia, honey, she can't hear you.
What do you mean? She's right here. How can she not hear me?
Do books listen?
What? No.
Books speak to you, so do the scrolls.
It's not a scroll. It's Grandma.
We're in a place, Mia, where only scrolls remain. At the edge where the world blends with the sky and our stories collect in the darkness.
No. But...
It's okay, Mia. You can cry. Look, I cry every time. See? On my cheeks? That's why it's so wet beneath our feet.
But, Grandpa, why? I mean...
Mia, these are our stories all around us. We leave them at the edge of the world for everyone else to visit, for everyone else to remember them. It is, Mia. That's the last bit of scroll without words. When you feel it, it's cold. But now, whenever you feel it, you'll remember where it comes from.
I don't want to ever come back here.
You won't now, not for a long time. That's how it should be. Some scrolls here are far too short for the library. But even then, they have some brilliant passages, some poignant chapters shared with other scrolls. They have what all scrolls have.
What?
Warmth. And when you read them, they're all memories of warmth, even the sad ones. In spite of the cold here, there's a great deal of warm reminiscence that's so powerful it erases the horizon. It blends the line we cross when we finish our stories. Sheer memory and the recollection from those who come after make it so, Mia. You.
I do?
That's right. That's the thing about darkness, Mia. When you add people to it, funny things happen. And there are so many now, out there blurring the sea into the sky for the rest of us to peer into.
It's beautiful.
More beautiful than the stars. Which, of course, are very pretty, aren't they, up there with the moon? But those lights hold nothing up to the brilliance of our library. Because they don't show much in the dark, do they? But our scrolls show so much. All right, Mia. Head back to your mother now.
You aren't coming?
Of course. I just need a little time. I want to read a few more.
All right. Promise?
Oh, Mia, I promise. It's not today, not yet. I've still got a few things to teach you.
To write on my scroll?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
and Sky was written by Michael McPherson and produced by Catherine Ranella. The story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2017, featuring the voice talents of Ken Ernie as Grandpa, Sarah Bodd as Mia, Catherine Ranella as the woman, and additional voices provided by the WCBE evening staff. Music provided by Kevin McLeod as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.